Yehuda, servant of the anointed Yeshua, the brother of Yaakov, to those who are called, beloved in Yehovah God the Father, and kept for Yeshua the anointed one. Mercy to you, peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, I am writing to you with speed about our common redemption, for I am constrained to write you, unappealed, to fight for the faith which was once for all time handed over to the saints. Attention! Certain men crept in privately, those written down long ago for condemnation, men of wickedness, turning the grace of our God into debauchery, and denying our only Master and Lord, Yeshua Anointed. Now I want you to remember and know once for all that Yehovah, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who had no faith. And he keeps the angels who did not kept their own domain living their proper habitation in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in like manner with this given themselves over to fornication and gone after a strange intercourse of the flesh are set forth as an example, undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. Yet in like manner, these also, dreamers of flesh, set at nothing the dominion, railing against the glory, and blaspheme. Instead, Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, and disputed about the flesh of Moses, did not bring against him a railing judgment, yet said, Yehovah rebuke you. Yet this rail at whatever they do not know, and what they know instinctively, like the beasts without reason, in this they destroy themselves. Woe to them, for they walked in the way of Cain, and rushed in the error of Balaam for hire, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are flaws in your loved feasts, tending their gathering feasts without fear. They are clouds without water, carrying along by winds, autumn leaves, without fruit, twice dead, torn up from their roots, wild waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, for whom the gloom of darkness has been reserved forever. About this, also Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, Yehovah comes with his 10,000 angels to execute judgment upon all and to convict guilty all the ungodly of all their works of ungodliness, which they in an ungodly way wrote, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, blamers, walkers after their lusts, favoritizers for the sake of advantage. Now you, beloved, remember the word which have been spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Yeshua Anointed. They were saying to you, In the last days there shall be scoffers, walking after their own lusts, without fear, distinguishing worldly, not having the Spirit. However, you, beloved, build your most holy faith up among you, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Yeshua anointed to eternal life. Show mercy to those who are wavering, saving them, snatching them out of the fire. Show mercy in fear and hating those garment are spotted by the flesh. Now, to him that is able to guard you from stumbling and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish in exceeding joy, to the one God, Jehovah, our Savior, through Yeshua anointed our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power from eternity and now and forevermore. Amen.